January 31, 2024. It's a WAP from Pedro Show.
slumped over his knees. Do you stop? Do you see him before you slide onto the freeways? He fades to gray in the mirror before he fades from the memory. Maybe that. cheek of orange and crest of gold. Right around the tail unfold, you belong to me. Not like everything, the bird beneath my wings. Every now and then I think of how you came to me in a tree in London. You were screaming and hungry. Who taught you the art of song?
From Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's it?
Well, kind of gray. I think a Pineapple Express is headed
away. Heading
away. I was up since 3.
Took a second.
It's kind of a premonition of what's up. Anyway, welcome to Cal.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to Pedro. We got a full house.
Yeah, now besides you two, we got Heather and her band.
Yeah. Hi. Welcome. Hi. Welcome.
Introduce
to Pedro.
Everybody, Heather.
Well, first of all, it's so nice to have an audience. Welcome. Yeah. It's great to have people here.
This the is Love Hale. Grotto.
Yeah, to the Love Grotto. Hail the Love Grotto.
Hey, welcome, welcome.
Matt, thank you so much for having us.
Nice, you nice to have you.
Yeah, please. So on keys and samples and some basic sound manipulation, we have Clay Chaplin. And I am Heather Lucky on viola and banjo and singing. And then we have Tani Ling, who's doing a variety of singing and funny instruments, like percussion, beautiful things. Then Jess Basta, also singing and doing very important percussion supplements. And then making our way around the room, Eric Clark on violin and a few plectoral slash bells.
And singing.
Woohoo! Bring in the bass. And then lastly, we have Emily Elkin on cello and percussive supplements.
Okay, how long's the band been together?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Like a kind of a while, because I play with the string trio sometimes in different incarnations, and then there's the vocal trio, and then there's Clay and I. So it's a complicated.
What was our trio day at Coaxial?
It was pre-COVID.
Yeah, it was
2018.
Yeah, pre-COVID, we did the first Marchois ensemble, but it was only a string trio, plus we're all singing.
Well, what are you calling this? This is at Marsh.
This is Marshwa Ensemble.
Okay.
It's much bigger than a trio now. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm technically Marshweed, so I think it's Marshwa playing the music of Marshweed.
Like
it's sort of a mouthful, but I also like it.
Marshwa?
Yeah.
Marshwa, like wah pedal.
Because sometimes we'll plug in the wah pedals when we do electric shows.
Neat.
That hasn't happened in a while, but yeah, here we are.
So Marshweed does Marshwa?
Yeah. Marshwa Ensemble featuring
music
of Marshweed.
Because, I remember when you were doing Marshweed, was you banjo, right?
There was a lot of banjo,
That was
Laura Steenbridge and my sister Sean.
Yeah, that's right.
That was mostly the three of
us. It's After Listenship.
After Listenship. Mm-hmm. And then we brought in to include Clay and Laura's husband, Mustafa Walker, and sometimes Max Kuttner on guitar, sometimes Lyman Chafee on guitar.
Lyman.
You remember Lyman from
Heather
Lyman. Days? Yeah.
Leather Hyman.
Sometimes Stephen Van Benton on guitar. Sort of a rotating
guitar
group of my awesome friends.
Mm-hmm. Who's the other guitar guy?
Well, Lyman Chafee, Max Kuttner.
No, when I did the listenership bass.
Stephen Van Benton?
No, with a G.
Oh, Michael Whitmore.
Was it Michael Whitmore?
Yeah, Michael Whitmore.
But there was a cat with a G in his last name, right? Who am I thinking of?
Well, Enlistingship.
But I remember Michael Whitmore.
Yeah, Michael Whitmore is doing great.
He didn't practice with us so much, but Lyman did.
He's on Vashon Island.
That's why I lived on that pad in Walker.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of in a hole.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of in a hole. Okay, look. We're going to have you play another tune.
All right.
Shift off to the clouds. Number six, who had ticket number six?
Cántame aquella copla que sabido del tiempo que nos ha tocado vivir, sincero conmigo.
Wop for Pedro show. That chunk of music started with Working for the Devil, live here at the Love Grotto, Marshwa Ensemble. And then we got Dave Shrigley in Hi-Fi Club with Piss. Neil Turpin for The Wonder. Alvadrez at Him for the Corner. Noisuka, 90% of Weldon is Prep. Bombas Prendon, ticket number 6. Animal Concentrate, Guided by Voices. Danny Yamas with La Guerra Terminado. And finally, War Baby here at the Love Grotto with Marshwa Ensemble. So, do you write these all, Heather?
I do.
All the parts?
Yep.
Do you make demos?
Yes.
You hand out the demos to the people and they learn their parts?
I mean, I make the demos largely for this project that I participate in called Song A Day for a Month, and it happens every January and every July. And you just write a song every day and post it on this website. And I don't do it every day or even every month that they do it, but I do try to do it, and I come up with a lot of really random shit and the stuff that I think that is applicable to actually notating and arranging. I'll go back and I'll transcribe my own demos because I do a lot of layering, and I'll do a lot of the string parts, and I do a lot of the vocal parts, and I just kind of improvise them a lot of the time. And then sometimes I'll obsess on them and spend way too long, like, getting the parts exactly right for this Song A Day project. And then over time, I accrued a bunch of music that wasn't being played live, so I started to adapt it initially to the string trio that I was working with, and then kind of broadened it during COVID to the vocal trio. And Clay and I were working on and off on stuff, especially during COVID. And then, I don't know, last year it sort of coalesced into this thing with everyone. And then I started really notating it.
We're at the end of the first hour, January 31, 2024 edition of Wop Pedro Show. Special guest, Marshwa Ensemble. Hold tight for hour two. January 31, 2024, it's the second hour of the Wop for Pedro Show.
If you let ever tried to stab someone, you know how hard it is. My gun is a great equalizer, it lives under the bed, don't you forget.
Try. Thank you. speak to me with a word. Cut me open with a sword.
Feet. When you get what you want, when you get All I can do
Game of Thrones from Marsois Ensemble. Before that, we had Ray Shin, Acquiescence, BXMR, Take Your Time, Zach Rosen, Speak to Me, Mechanical Bull, When I See It. Before that was, we're Don and Oki there from Michelle Christoph, Jerome Glauguin, Fabian Rogue Trio, Leaf Blower ahead of that with Mermaids in a Cave singing. And we started off with Marsois Ensemble and Great Equalizer. Brother Matt, you're going to bring it with Clay here?
We'll give it a go.
Give me a sec here.
Cool. So can...
We'll be right back.
Thank you. half a toe. I done put up a new dance static set in my real life to the world costume. Dances of mind, some faith, and chasing stars. Structure? Yes, I'm sure.
Thank you.
And Money Mark on the Spin Cycle.
That was fun.
That's cool.
That was really cool watching.
What made you do what you did to us with your spin cycle? Just
well, I didn't really know that I was going to do what I did.
Okay.
So it just kind of happened.
Let's talk a little bit with Clay.
Here, Clay.
Yeah, oh. How'd you get into keyboard shit from the mask?
Oh, man. You know, I played keyboards in the band in high school for a long time. And then, you know, just been doing computer music and synth stuff for a long, long time. And I've always been able to play synthesizers and keyboards, but I like noise music, doing things on the laptop that make weird sounds.
Here, I'm going to ask you again.
Okay.
How did you get into keyboards?
I got into keyboards playing keyboards and bands in high school and college. And
well, how'd you get into it, though?
What do you mean?
I understand it's what you did.
That's what I did. Well,
no, what I mean, like I didn't get into keyboards.
Oh, well, I
had
to.
But you did. Somebody gave you one?
No, somebody made me take piano lessons.
Oh. Well, the reality in high school, it almost made them quit music.
Totally, yeah.
So was it an ordeal for you?
It was an ordeal, but then once high school hit, I discovered synthesizers, and I got a synthesizer like a Juno and was able to just do things
with
the band.
So you getting into music wasn't your idea?
Yeah, kind of my idea. I mean,
you said, Ma, I want piano lessons?
Well, no. That was required.
Like, I'm going to get you a piano.
But then I thought about, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to be a banker or do I want to do something else? I was like, I would much rather do music. So I was like, all right.
How old were you when you started?
Oh, man, that was fourth grade.
So you weren't thinking about banker shit.
Well, I wasn't thinking about banker shit then. But once high school hit, I was like, all right, well, I want to.
Because, you know, I ask people about this because some they start on drums, some start on bass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why,
and then they switch,
or they don't.
Or they don't. Yeah.
It's just interesting. I find why people gravitate to what. And
yeah,
this instrument here is trippy because it's got a button for every note.
It's got a bunch of buttons and things. This
if you notice my machine,
uh-huh.
I've got the same note.
Yeah.
On each string.
Mm-hmm.
Like A.
A. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They sound different.
This can do all sorts of A's.
It's got one word.
Lots of buttons.
No, I'm talking about that A, like A.
440?
It actually ain't. It's lower.
Okay.
It's 55.
Oh, yeah, from the bass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, that, I'm not talking about that one, but the 221?
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah.
It's on every string.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
You only got it in
one
place.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Not all them, even though
but
those are in four different ones,
they
do sound different.
I hear you.
Because of diameter,
The
way you are on the fretboard.
Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah.
When did you write your first song?
Well, I'm not much of a songwriter, but I would say in high school, you know, we had
to remember.
I mean, we improvised, like, you know.
Can you remember your first song?
Okay.
No. January 31st, 2024. This is Wap Pedro Show special guest Clay in the Marshwa Ensemble. Hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
January 31st, 2024. It's the third hour of the Wap from Pedro Show.
Oh.
I wish that there were seasons in Los Angeles. Drinking so much water is a pain. My red and stinging eyes, no doubt idealize the vision of snow and hail and ice. Everyone who moves here seems insane. People who were born here don't remain. Oh, it's not that I'm complaining, it's not the sun I hate. I think it's just that every day's the same.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off third hour with Seasons from Marsh Wah Ensemble. And then Bronson Caves with Way of the World. Bronson Caves has got Dezo with the Backbiter guys.
Oh, Bob that's Lee, right. Yeah, Bob Lee. Paul Ross. Cool. Very cool.
I'll flow that to me. So, this comes out of you doing songs a day. I mean, now that the project is underway, do you write specific for them, Heather?
I don't know yet. I think so. I mean, since we've been working together as a sextet, I pretty much have focused most of my brain when I'm making music toward this is going to be Emily's part, or this part will be great with Eric playing it, or I know a little bit about what Tawny and Jess can do in terms of our arranges, and I kind of just start arranging for the individual people.
It's really neat how you do it. It comes out really cool.
It's super fun.
You know, like, what was that movie? Quentin Tarantino. Pulp Fiction. Uh-huh. I mean, that actor, Bruce Willis, but he fits a part for him, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Like, right, the guy's insufferable, but in that place, wow, that's the cat.
He's one of my celebrity knockdowns. He went down hard.
That's right. He would come out of the head.
He was coming off the stage, the music
machine.
Coming
off the stage,
well,
sometimes it's the head or something. Yeah, yeah. But that will open the hatch on these people.
Yeah. I got a whole list of them.
That's a trip. Okay. Here's some more music.
Tomorrow I'm going to the beach to play in the ocean in the waves. Tomorrow I'm going to the beach to play in the ocean in the waves. Tomorrow I'm going to the beach to play in the ocean in the waves. Tonight I'm sitting in the pink starlight. Ooh. Tonight I'm sitting in the pink starlight. Ooh. Tomorrow I'm going to the beach to play in the ocean in the waves. Tomorrow I'm going to the beach to play in the ocean in the waves.
Thank you.
Pedro Show, last music for this edition. What was the name of that song?
Tomorrow I'm going to the beach.
Nice.
Going to the beach. And then we have Dan Fox was on the show last episode. And he made these 34.9 minutes. They don't make it 35 minutes because his girlfriend died of dope. Right before she made 35.
Oh, so man.
Big loss. But music, you know, can help us with a lot of stuff. What's next for the Marchois Ensemble?
Well, we are actually playing a house show at my house next Friday, February 9th, for part of the Song of Day is now 10 years old, and we're having this little mini festival over the next 2 weeks, and one of the festival shows is at my house. So we're going to play, and a couple other participants from Song of Day, and then we're making a record, so we're like halfway through the recording, I'd say.
Can people find you on the internet?
They can find Marshweed at Bandcamp, marshweed.bandcamp.com.
Yes, one word, people.
Yeah, and I guess that's where Marshawa will probably live. I don't really know yet. It's a newish project.
Right, but what, your older stuff? And what about the people in the band? Do they have their own music? Can they get found on the internet?
Great question. Emily, do you have internet stuff?
I have an Instagram under my name, Emily Elkin.
Emily.Elkin?
Emily.Elkin.
At that corporate website, right?
.com. No.
That's your own? When people say instant ham, it's not. What the guy say in the movie? The idiots will give it to us for free. Didn't he say that?
Because
It started off as something to rate women's looks at college, right?
Oh, Facebook.
They own that company.
Instant ham, right?
What about you, Eric?
Well, I thought, I'm not trying to ridicule, but I really thought when internet was open to everybody, people would have their own websites like they were their own fanzine.
Right.
But they don't. They went all like a herd to these corporate things. Because autonomy is just
easy.
You notice bumper stickers are kind of out of style, right?
Yeah, people, that's bunk.
They're
and a bunch of bumper sticker philosophies.
And
Eric?
No, your music.
Music?
The music?
I don't want to miss anybody.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who's next?
How do they find you?
How do they find you? Instagram, but also ekmc.us. It's a website.
Your own website.
My own website.
Yeah, I like that.
ekmc.us.
Right? No filter, no mediator, no gatekeeper.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I look at those corporate ones, it's like, you said you were putting up flyers?
Yeah, for
Well, that's what I, non-gold. You know, I don't have much ownership of AT&T, but use their telephone poles to put up flyers.
We've gone on some nice stapling posters. Tony's done more stapling than she probably cares to.
Fun. Or
like
Pirate
my
style.
Fly guys, wheat paste. You want to know why the cops really hated them? Wheat paste.
I have an Instagram, Jess_Basta. But I also have an old website.
Basta, like enough?
Like enough, stop. Yeah. But I also have an old website, at www.jessbasta.com, but it's so old.
Oh, I want to look at that.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Like wine, though, maybe it gets better.
Right.
Ferments. What was the old ones in the 90s?
MySpace?
Brother Matzko and the Wild Kingdom one.
Oh, well,
they were called
There was Tribe, there was MySpace.
Kind of free ones.
I loved MySpace.
They had that kind of look.
Listing
no, way before
all
MySpace, MySpace
we
place.
MySpace
no, these were actual websites. Who runs yours? I can't remember the name. You would know it if you heard it. But they put out all these things, and then all these advertising banners on top of it to subsidize it, right?
Yeah, I haven't been on that thing in years. I forgot all about it.
The Wild Kingdom. He has his own. The Wild Kingdom. That's what. Because the Love Grotto is on the Pleasure Point, but it's part of the Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, it's like a corporate umbrella, but it was all like undercover. So the Wild Kingdom at Pleasure Point, Love Grotto at Wild Kingdom. Wow. Yeah, Pleasure Point.
And does that still glow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my last pad was the like a Mato D'Angelo. Yeah. So when I moved here, it started. It's like, I don't want to start that again.
So you got a record coming up. You got this house gig.
Yep.
Yep.
And what's Tawny's deal? We didn't get your deal.
This is Tawny Ling talking. I'm not on social media, but feel free
to. You
don't
have to. I asked about music on
the
internet.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Feel free to stop by Stop the Gondola on Instagram. But if you want it, I am on the internet. If you try really hard to find me, it probably won't be under my name. It'll be some really old stuff with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, or with the Industrial Jazz Group, or some random new music thingies, like some Terry Riley stuff.
I'm just glad you didn't say, use that G word, me.
What's that?
No, for example, search engine, right?
For example,
this Wap from Pedro show, if you want to see people who've been on here, and you try to use that G word, but you use the B word, bang, that microshite, you can find. Huh. So don't give all the power, right? They're called tissues, not clean. K-words. Brand tissues. So Trans-Siberian, we can find
that. I mean, like, historical
but
records.
There's a lot of
me,
music
yeah.
out there.
Yeah. Old.
Cool.
It ain't old. It's in the past. But it's
historical.
Ain't as old as me. No, it's wonderful, though. But that's everybody, right? You got a website for your bike shop?
No.
Okay. Clay.
See this here?
Clay's got good
music. Clay, I'm sorry.
Clay's got a bunch of music on the internet.
Where?
ClayChaplin.com.
Yeah. Got it.
Got my own world.
Right. Did you?
I mean, I guess I have HeatherLockey.com.
Do you?
I totally do. Yeah, I forgot about that. There's just a lot of stuff to remember.
Well, I got to show you something that Pete gave me years ago. I was in Lawrence playing a gig on tour. And he made a bracelet out of this bike spot.
Oh, cool.
This one was a pebble.
Wow. So cool.
Back in the Pedlin days.
Him and Ann come to visit the town where he gave the spot a bracelet of a skull.
Cool.
And so we'd always done that.
Nice.
As he was at the Kansas City gig, I said, you come, I'll give you a tour. I didn't get to give him a big one because of the fog and the show. And a little busy for me right now. But thanks so much, Ann, too.
Thank you. It's been great.
Yeah. When can I have you back on the show, the ensemble?
Oh, when the record's done.
Okay.
We will
hear that
hearing.
That's record. When they're going to be back on. Okay. And above that, till next time.
Very
thank
cool.
You very
always
much.
Hey,
thank you
always such
thank you, Mike.
People, it's been January 31, 2024. This is Wap Pedro. She'll keep your powder dry.